Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're broadcasting from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And we're going to talk to the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation in just a moment. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Since 9/11, there have been many organizations that have taken up the cause of caring for soldiers and their families. However, there is one organization in particular that I would like to highlight. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation, or MMFF, is a community-supported fund founded in November 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand the sacrifices that military families make in order to serve our state and country. Sacrifices that sometimes may result in an unexpected financial hardship for the military family. Whether it's a grant or a loan, the MMFF is there to help ease the burden of the hardship until that military family can get on its feet again. The foundation honors requests for household expenses such as utilities, rent and mortgages, household and appliance and repair, auto repairs, transportation and lodging for families to visit a hospitalized soldier, family counseling, and medical expenses. The MMFF makes a difference not only in the lives of the military family, but also improves the morale and safety of other military personnel. When the MMFF helps military families, they make a difference for all military personnel and families. I salute the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for their generous service and goodwill toward the men and women of the armed forces.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now at Tartan Park for the 6th Annual MMFF Golf Classic is the chairman and founder of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp.
Hello, Sir Thomas. How are you?
Well, here we are again, 6 years into this.
Wow. What an incredible track record you have with this. You're doing great.
Well, you turned me loose, and we're off to the races. Some nice comments from General Nash.
Oh, my goodness. That was fantastic. And I tell you what, you and I couldn't be doing this without all the support that we're getting from all the people involved.
That's correct. And out here at the Golf Classic, we have 52 foursomes out here today, and we've got all kinds of volunteers, and we've got a lot of corporate partners that have been with us for years and years, and I think you've got a list of those, Bill.
I certainly do, and I tell you, there is a large list, and I don't know where you want to start on the shout-outs to say thank you to some of them.
Well, if we start through there, we're gonna lose some, but the most important is 3M is our host partner. They provide this beautiful course, 27 holes of golf. And Chaplain Wynn did a pretty good job of asking for a nice day's weather, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, and you know what? Whoever he asked delivered. Yes.
I think he's connected. We're going to talk to him later in the show.
I got a feeling I know who he asked.
He's got a direct line, sir.
Yes, sir.
But there's a lot of great partners that come back year after year after year, and of course, this wouldn't have been possible without your support and the board saying, okay, Sergeant Lyons, go out there and see what you can do.
Well, Sir Thomas, I see Pop Communications and your company, Phelan Partners, as two of the founding sponsors. So,
along with Stephen Carey.
Absolutely. I'm very proud to hold that position. And, yes, the host sponsor, 3M, and then presenting sponsors, the Minnesota Patriot Guard and Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund. Fantastic to have them as presenting sponsors.
There's a number of veteran service organizations that have got behind us, the two you read there, and, of course, Tee It Up for the Troops is helping every year, and the Fridley VFW, the Chanhassen American Legion. There's all kinds of people pulling together to help us raise funds because we take care of Minnesota military families in their time of need.
Yes.
Due to service to country.
Yes, absolutely.
Bill, there's probably a few listeners out there that might not know the history of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. It's been around since 2004. And you've been pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had a really good run of success because of all of the contribution that people have, different contributions, different types of contributions from radio stations, running our public service ads all the way through to different companies stepping up and doing what they can to help raise money to help military families. It's been a real blessing to be able to work with so many people that care about saying thank you to military families. And, yeah, it's been a fantastic run.
And we've gotten support from all over the state. all kinds of organizations, from churches to individuals to companies. And of course, we do have a great list of corporations that come out and attend this event every year. It's not a cheap event to get into, but they come back year after year after year. Yes. Because they know that the MMFF is very efficient. By far, the majority of the money that we raise goes to the military families. So our expense ratio is so low year after year.
Well, as a matter of fact, our expense ratio, the only expense we have is to do our accounting every year that we're required to do by the state. Everybody on the team is a volunteer. Everybody. We have absolutely no paid staff.
We're speaking with Bill Popp, the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, on Minnesota Military Radio. Bill, this is a great event, and of course, I dragged you off one of the tee boxes because you're out there shaking hands and talking to everybody.
To say thank you. Yes, sir.
Talk about a man in his element. You look pretty comfortable out there.
Billy, well, I love watching some of these swings. I mean, some of these guys hit the ball a mile, and I've seen some women hit the ball a mile. And I'm kind of a wannabe golfer. I always wanted to be good at golf, you know, and good to me just means hit the ball straight and, you know, somewhat towards the hole, but I haven't been able to accomplish that yet. But I love watching good golf shots.
Bill, as much fun as this is being out here at Tartan Park for this event today, you not only have been chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, but for the last 3 or 4 years, you were more than that. You're going to tell me in a minute. But for many years now, you were working on a project called the Minnesota Military Family Tribute, which was just dedicated in June. We did a whole show on that.
Yes, thank you for that.
If our listeners want to go to Minnesota Military Radio and put in Minnesota Family Tribute, they can hear that show. But you finally got your life back after that project, didn't you?
Yeah, no, the Family Tribute, we started that 6 years ago. We're coming up on our seventh year, but it was something that added to saying thank you to military families in general. The Family Tribute, again, a lot of people stepped forward. Again, that was another organization where everybody had to be a volunteer. We had absolutely no paid staff. We raised $1.2 million to build a tribute to military families, all past, present, and future military families at the state capitol. And we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from everybody that has gone over to the site and experienced the Gold Star table, which is a table that it was built to salute Gold Star families, and the whole purpose and meaning of that table is to reassure our Gold Star families that we will never forget the sacrifices that they've made and that their family members have made to serve the United States.
So, for our listeners, they should, if you get a chance, go up to the state capitol. Between the Veterans Service Building and the state capitol, there's a long walkway, there's a Gold Star table, there are the rocks that carry the stories, and I'm sure I didn't call those the right words.
No, the story stones.
Story stones.
You're absolutely right, yep.
And it's a beautiful walkway that ties together the memorials from World War II and Korea and Vietnam and so forth, and it turned out just fabulous.
Bill. Well, it's called the Thank You Military and Veteran Family Walkway. So it's a tongue twister walkway, but it's actually to thank military and veteran families for their service. The walkway, you're absolutely right, Tom. It connects all the different memorials that are up there at the state capitol.
And I'd invite all of our listeners, when you get to town, go over to the state capitol and allocate a couple hours. Go read some of those story stones and walk down that walkway and look at those memorials. It's just beautiful. It was like it was meant to be, to tie everything together, Bill.
It certainly was. It was a true blessing. Yep.
Bill, we just got about a minute left in this segment. Back to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic, sixth year. We're at Tartan Park. We're using 27 holes of golf for our host, courtesy of our host sponsor, 3M. We've got 208 golfers out here today.
Wow.
We're going to have about 230 people for dinner
to
listen to you talk to them tonight during the program.
Fun, yep.
And the weather's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. I'll tell you, the energy out here is just phenomenal. I'll tell you what, people really look forward to coming out and spending a day with each other. People who care about military families want to support them. They bring great energy with them, great purpose with them. And I tell you what, I love coming out here each year because the energy I leave here, a lot of places I leave tired. I leave here more energized, more excited, more anxious to do more work to help military families, because the caring for military families, it just oozes out of everybody at this event. And Sir Thomas, you're leading the whole parade.
Well, you allowed me to do this, and we've got a lot of great sponsors that get energized and come back year after year after year. And
yes, sir.
I'm glad to hear the chairman of the board gets all fired up.
I do, absolutely.
Bill, thanks for joining us. We'll be back shortly with some more guests that's from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo on Minnesota Military Radio. Don't worry about the time. If I go like this, three or two, keep going. If I go like this, finish up.
Okay.
But you're the first segment, so we can go as long as we want. We'll
just cut it out.
Cut everybody else.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Got to take care of the host sponsor.
All right. All right, Josh, let's start this up in about 3, 2.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're broadcasting today from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 6th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Now, in this segment, we're going to talk to a couple of folks from 3M. One is Monica Bastian, who is the co-chair of 3M's Military Support Network. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
And Craig Hansen, who has been the boss man here at Tartan Park for 7 years. And Craig, you've got, I think, must be one of the best jobs in the world. Look at how beautiful it is out here today.
Well, of course, it's in prime condition, I got to tell you. And 6 years, this is the best weather I think we've had. So really happy. Really happy.
We asked Chaplain Wynn to put in a petition for a good day, and he must have some pull. He did a good job.
Yeah, he sure did. The conditions are really good. You know, we had the Pro-Am Championships out here and had Legends of Golf, as you heard in the announcements this morning. And so the conditions are really challenging. So I think Chaplain's going to be busy. I was looking for a confessional or something, because I'm sure there's going to be some unspeakable things said to golf clubs today.
So he's working the putting green. We'll have to get him a kneeler over there.
I'm happy to be here.
Monica, we've got a beautiful day. Tartan Park course, 3M, of course, is our host sponsor for this event, has been for a number of years now, and you're the co-chair of the 3M's Military Support Network. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, the Military Support Network is wants to support our military community as well as in our veterans. And so we get involved in events like today's golf event. We do it externally and internally. We have some great programs that our divisions have been doing. One is called Hire Our Heroes, where we give scholarships and grants to veterans so that they can go out and do some detailing of cars, learn how to do that. So last year, even, they went out to a couple of military bases and did free detailing and gave away products to spouses of fallen or deployed military service members. So we're looking at a lot of programs to help our community, the military community. We also are looking at more doing programs when people are coming back from being deployed or being in the military. We've gotten involved in the TAPS programs where it's transition, so we help with learning how to do resumes and interviewing. So we're looking at mentoring, so we're getting mentoring programs going so that we can mentor outside 3M as well as inside and help our veterans get a good position that's right for them. So we're looking at all kinds of different programs to help our community.
And Monica, as I understand it, your military support network, when it first started out, was there to provide some support to the 3Mers who were deployed around the world and help their family where they're gone. But then it expanded, and you support several organizations, including the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Yes, we do. We have done some things with the USO programs, and the Armed Forces Service Center, we gave some money there to help out in their programs, and also did gave them a situation where we gave them some glass protectant so that they could be protected there a little bit better with the film against any kind of security issues. So we've done a lot of things to expand our program. We went from a few members, like 30 members, to like over 400 now members of our military support network. So not only is 3M wanting to go outside and do some good things for our veteran and military community, but 3M employees as well are ready to give back and are happy to be involved in these kind of programs.
And one of the things that you do each year is to, as the host sponsor of this event, is to provide this wonderful course and a beautiful day like this so that we can bring in people from all over the Twin Cities. It's over 50 different corporations come in here, and there's another 25 or 30 that help support the silent auction so that we can raise money to help our Minnesota military families in time of need caused by service to country. And what an incredible thing it's become over the 6 years. It just gets bigger and bigger each year, and we can't thank 3M enough for their support and for allowing us to do this.
Thank you. We are so proud and honored to be a part of this. It has been very special. I've been here for the last 3 years, and it's just been a great event to be part of. Thank you.
A lot of interesting people here. And Craig, there's a lot of brass around. You've met quite a few generals over the years, haven't you?
I have. I'm thankful for that. That's the one thing. This event provides a lot of opportunity for a lot of our staff who really look forward to this event to meet a lot of the drivers behind this particular event. So it's been fairly rewarding there.
We're going to meet a couple of generals later in the show, but even though they're retired, they still take care of the troops, and they still come out and they give speeches, mm-hmm. and they work, and they just never really quit. It's kind of fun to see that, isn't it?
It really is. It's such a good cause, and we're honored to partner with the Military Support Network and 3M Community Gives, and it's just a truly an honor to be a part of this.
We're speaking to Monica Bastian and Craig Hansen from Tartan Park and Lake Emil for the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic on Minnesota Military Radio. Craig, can you give us a little rundown? It seemed like I ask you this every year, but what a beautiful course. You've got 3 9 holes of golf. You've got areas for tennis. You've got picnic areas. This is a fantastic facility.
Well, thanks for reading off my brochure, Tom. But no, you're absolutely right. And the clubhouse has been in existence since 1968, and the property was purchased in 1954, and it was designed to be a benefit to the employee. So we've got 6 picnic pavilions, 12 tennis courts, 27 holes of really fine golf. We've worked very hard at getting the conditions up to a point that we can really boast and feel good about it. And I'm sure your crew out there today is going to absolutely love it.
I talked to quite a few of them, and the thing that they keep talking about is they're looking forward to dinner tonight. Your chefs have done a marvelous job over the last few years.
I have a prom management group is very well versed in the PGA realm, and they've been just a great partner, and they too really look forward to this event. So you guys are just in for a treat. I can't thank you enough.
Well, the golfers love coming back and having a nice fine dinner upstairs and in a beautiful dining room. And I think we've met 2 of your chefs over the years, but mm-hmm. they've all promised me that, don't worry about it, they're going to be well fed and well taken care of. And
well, I hope they lived up to the promise. So
Monica, back to the 3M Support Military Support Network. Are there some new initiatives that you are working on this year?
Yeah, we're actually working with VIAC, which is part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to get our talent acquisition group with us to go out and look for veterans for veteran hiring. So we're looking at retention and more veteran hiring. We want to be able to find the right position for our veterans, not just a position. So we're looking into that area as well as the mentoring and going outside and just seeing exactly what is needed in to help out with our transitioning and with what the community and the families need. So,
Monica, it sounds like you get terrific support from the higher-ups in 3M. We're going to have one of your vice presidents speaking to us tonight at the dinner program, and we've had a number of those out over the last 5 years. And, boy, they really look like they're into this and support the Military Support Network and the support that we've gotten for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation here at Tartan Park and from 3M is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our executives and all the way to our employees. They are really involved and they're getting more and more excited. As I said, we're getting more and more people involved in it and we're getting more and more support to do different things. So it's been great and we're very, proud to be a part of this program as well.
Craig, we just got a minute or two left. You got any final thoughts for our listeners about this fantastic facility? And by the way, all your people, for all these 5 years I've been here, I haven't found a bad one yet. They're taking care of our golfers and wonderful people.
Well, they really enjoy what they do. You always want to hire people better than you. And we feel that we've done that. And they're just absolute magicians when it comes to putting on a tournament like this. And their heart's in it and their soul's in it. And and they're bending over backwards to make sure that we maximize the success for you. But the course is in great shape. I encourage people to come on out and golf if you want to. If you want a challenge, come on out and hit the course. It's waiting for you.
Craig, I'd like to thank you for 5 years of just doing a fantastic job for us on this golf tournament. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's truly been our honor and our pleasure. So thanks, Tom.
Monica, we've just got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about the Military Support Network at 3M?
Well, we're, you know, we're community outreach as well as internally. So, you know, if there's some issues or something that you think that we could help with, please let us know. You know, you can contact us through 3M, and we would be happy to, you know, work with anything to help our members actually get out and do some community service as well. They're always ready and to sign up to do some things. So I want to thank you very much for that.
Monica, Craig, thanks for joining us again today on Minnesota Military Radio.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
This is Monica Bastian and Craig Hansen from 3M. We're at the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with more. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet two retired general officers that are out here helping us with the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
Today, as we join at the 6th Annual Golf Tournament, I want to take a moment to thank everyone involved in making this happen each year. What an incredible event this is. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make. Grants provided to military families create a financial safety net that helps soften the financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed. Contributing to the foundation is how many of our fellow citizens show their support and thanks to our service members and veterans. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we help all military families. Today we honor those families for the sacrifices they have made and continue to make. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is a member of the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, retired Major General John Trost. General, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we've got another general here, somebody you've known for a while, retired Brigadier General Tim Casalter.
Yeah, Tim.
General, we just heard a message from Commissioner Shelato before you knew him, both knew him well in his former life. Before he was commissioner, he was the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard.
We both had the privilege of serving underneath General Shelato, and it was a fun and exciting time at the time with many deployments going on, and it really was the genesis of the Minnesota Family Foundation at that time. And so we've seen it start, and we've seen it grow and become a really valuable tool for the families of our soldiers in Minnesota.
And General Trost, you were on the Army side, and General Tim was on the Air side.
Yes, sir. And General Shelato is really an inspiration because he brought his experience in Vietnam to the table, and as a consequence, not leaving anyone behind and making sure we supported families and soldiers and airmen and sailors and Marines was a big, big important issue for him. And that the Yellow Ribbon was kind of one of his early initiatives, and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is just an extension of that and making sure we get to the families of all our service members.
General Casalter, since you've retired, you found an interesting place to spend your days.
Yes, sir. I work for Senator Klobuchar and working a lot of veterans and military issues for her.
And every time we've had her on the show, she's got a whole list of legislation she's working on.
Yes, sir.
Trying to help our veterans. So she's doing a great job, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very supportive. I don't think there's an issue that she doesn't support when it comes to veterans and the military.
General Tim, every time we do one of these golf classics, it seems like we've got General Trost out here on the putting green meeting and greeting all of these corporate sponsors that come out here. General Trost, we've got 52 foursomes today, 208 golfers. They come from many, many corporations in the Twin Cities, and you get to meet them every year on the putting green, don't you?
You know, it's fun to golf on this wonderful course that Tartan Park provides us here, but I tell you, it's more fun to greet these people that are being a part of this marvelous golf day here today. It's more fun to meet them and chat with them and find out really what why they're doing this, and it's about soldiers and about taking care of families. So it's a fun day to chat with those people as they come through, having fun.
General Kozelter, it's nice to see you back. You were at the first of these that we did, and we had it over at Deer Run, and you volunteered to come out and drive me around on the golf cart, but that's before I found out you were a fighter pilot.
You survived.
He almost threw me a couple times, General Trost. It was a wild ride around the course.
At least you weren't driving upside down.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do that day.
We tried. It's very nice to be out here, though, as General Trost said. I mean, to see all the people from so many diverse backgrounds and experiences here supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. It is really a cool thing to see. I'm really impressed by
it. We're speaking with retired Major General John Trost and retired Brigadier General Tim Kozelter from the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. And General Trost, Chaplain Wynn did a pretty good job today, didn't he?
You know, it's a good thing that we had Chaplain Wynn arranging this weather here. I'm afraid if I had arranged it, there might have been some lightning strikes out there or something. So Buddy has done a wonderful job, not only with the weather, but with the invocation and helping run this thing. He's a great addition to the putting greens also, as we get a chance to chat with people coming through.
We're going to have him on the fourth segment of the show and see how he's doing, but he volunteered to give up his spot golfing today to an injury, and he's working the putting green, and I think he's giving absolution to somebody over there, General. I'm not sure what he's doing. Are they kneeling?
I don't think they're getting ready to say a prayer for him, I think.
They're praying for success.
General Trost, you are a member of the Board of Directors for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, have been for years, and since 2004, we've given out something like 1,500 grants totaling about $2.8 million. There's a lot of Minnesota military families that have benefited from the fundraising that we did. I've only been here for about 6 years. You've been here since the beginning.
It's really fun to see this foundation grow and what it does, what it has done over time. We're getting close to the $3 million mark in grants. We're not borrowing this money to these people. This is grants. There's no obligation to repay this. So we're just really pleased with what the foundation has been able to do and what we see as the product and the outcomes of these grants. It's just awesome. It's compelling when it gets to the level where we're seeing it. And so we need to thank everybody for being a part of this and for helping us grow this foundation, for what it does is take care of soldiers and families.
General Kozelter, there are a lot of good corporate citizens out here today helping us raise some funds for Minnesota military families.
Right, and it's good to see all those folks out there because once they see what the foundation has done, I've had that privilege of seeing a number of soldiers in particular, their families or them helped out with different things, little emergencies that they would have otherwise struggled with. And if it wasn't for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, they would still be struggling or trying to figure out some other way. But the agility and the ability of the MFF to help them is amazing, because within hours and days, not even days, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation can provide them assistance when they're really in crisis.
General Trost, each of the services has a relief fund, but the relief funds operate out of active duty bases, and we don't have any here in Minnesota, and hence the reason for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to be here. And a lot of the grant requests that we get in, it's a car that's broke down. It's maybe they didn't have fuel for the fuel tank this winter. Maybe there was a medical situation. And maybe there's even some now, the returning service members that need to get some go into treatment for a few weeks and can't afford to go. Seems like routine stuff, but to them, it's real important. It's not routine at all, is it?
No, it's not routine, and Minnesota is blessed to have this foundation. The Army Relief Fund helps active duty Army people, but it's a loan. It's not a grant. This is a grant that we provide to the soldier, the soldier's family, and it comes with no cost to them, and it's not a loan, as we're not expecting them to be paid back. So it's truly making a difference, and that's what Minnesota needs to know, is Minnesota's making a difference. So thank you, Minnesota, for helping the foundation.
And General Trost, we should point out, quite often we talk about soldiers, but it's soldiers, airmen, it's all services, it's active duty, guard, reserve. This fund supports all servicemen and all of their families as long as there's a connection to Minnesota.
Yes, we do. We take care of the active soldiers that are living in Minnesota during a deployment. We take care of the reserve component soldiers of all different branches. So they're all fair game to the foundation, and we welcome their requests.
And General Casalter, you're meeting a lot of individuals and good corporate execs and corporate sponsors on the putting green today, and a lot of these folks come back year after year after year, and they really like this mission.
They really do. I mean, I see so many of them and shook hands with so many of them, thanking them, and they're so excited to be here. They're enjoying, and then the diversity of people and their experiences. You could drive around the city of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and you look at any of the corporate signs, and there are representatives here from those companies. There are a lot of individuals that I've met over the years. Everybody's out here really enjoying themselves, enjoying the mission, and enjoying being a part of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
General Trost, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts on this segment?
No, it's fun to be out here, but thanks to Minnesota for helping out the foundation. And without your help, we struggle, but we're taking care of soldiers' families, airmen's families, and anybody connected with the military that has a bona fide need. You're making a difference, Minnesota. Thanks. Keep it up.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking a break from the action on the putting green to join us on Minnesota Military Radio.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
That was Major General John Trost and Brigadier General Tim Casalter on Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting today from the 6th Annual MMFF Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. We'll be right back with more. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. And we're out here with 52 foursomes of sponsors supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, helping to raise some money so that when we get requests for grants free because of cars breaking down and financial emergencies, those type of things for our Minnesota military families, we're able to respond and take care of those and get everybody focused on their mission and back to work. And joining me now in this fourth segment, we've got two gentlemen. First, Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network. Chuck, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
And we've got the full-time support chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. Buddy, welcome back.
It's great to be here with you and Johnny and my good friend Chuck.
Chaplain, before we get started, I just got to thank you again. I asked you several times earlier this year to put in a petition for nice weather at Tartan Park and give the rain to the farmers where they need it, and you must have a direct line.
Well, we make the recommendation, and this year the divine commander-in-chief approved our recommendation for good weather.
Well, you did a nice job of it, sir.
Thank you.
Chuck, I want to come back to you. You have been a member of the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network for how long?
Since 2009.
Is that when it started?
It did.
Somehow I knew that, Chuck.
Yes.
Now, you're retired.
Yes, I am.
You were a wealth manager at one time.
Yes, I was.
And you like to shoot.
I do.
Because you're a member out at Wild Wings.
Yep, I really like target shooting.
And you serve the city.
Yeah, I'm on the city council, have been since 1998.
Okay, well, most people know on this show we've got a few rules, and one is no politics, and two is no acronyms, and three is no cussing, especially when we got the chaplain here. So I assume you're okay with that.
I'm just fine.
Chuck, this is the 6th annual golf tournament, and you've had a team in here for how many years now?
Three or four, maybe four, yeah.
Maybe five?
Maybe five.
You don't golf yourself.
No, I'm not a golfer.
Well, we get a spare golf cart, and you bring out four of your good friends, and they come out and they spend a bunch of money on the silent auction, don't they?
I always try to get the folks that are supporting our Yellow Ribbon Network and our Welcome Home the Troops Pheasant. This is a way to say thanks to them.
Same guys that help you with all of the fundraising that you do.
That's correct.
And the great event that you put on many times now for our returning Minnesota National Guard Red Bulls, where you have them out for a day to hunt at Wild Wings.
Yeah, we're going to have our 8th Welcome Home the Troops Pheasant Hunt this October. And Chaplain Wynn is certainly invited because I can tell by today he's in operations as well as sales.
Well, he's on injured reserve. He's got a bad shoulder, so I don't know if he can shoot, but he can certainly come out and talk to all the troops for you.
That'll be great.
Love to.
But we've welcomed home a lot of military units, just about everyone that's been deployed, the 34th Infantry Division back in 2010, the Combat Infantry Brigade, when they come back a year or two later, the 257th MPs, the 850th Horizontal Engineers. It took me a while to figure out what horizontal engineers were, but I guess they have a distinction in the military. And, of course, the 109th Airlift Squadron, 133rd Air Wing. And along the way, we've had a few Vietnam veterans show up and be a part of it, just like you, Tom. And we had one sponsor. He wanted to make sure that his sponsorship went to have a Vietnam veteran, so that was really neat to see.
Well, Chuck, it seems like every time I turn around, I get a notice and you send out a bunch more boxes to deployed troops around the world.
Yes, we've been sending out boxes to troops deployed. We've sent every Minnesota National Guard unit that's ever been deployed since we did it and started in 2010. We also have a lot of Blue Star moms in our Yellow Ribbon network, so wherever their sons and daughters are deployed, whether they're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. I started keeping track in 2012, July of 2012. Since then, we've sent 800 packages, over 16,000 pounds of wish list items to the troops. And this last week, we got a...
Coffee. You sent coffee.
Coffee. God bless the Caribou Coffee folks. People donate coffee. Caribou gives it to us. We sent almost 300 and some pounds of coffee this week.
And Chuck, ever since you and I met and you learned about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, you've been a big supporter.
Yes, I've seen it first half in action. We contact or get contacted by the Family Assistance Centers. They tell us of a need, and we put that need out to our Yellow Ribbon Network, and we get the two of those networks together. MMFF comes together and provides help, instantaneous help, so many times. I know this last month we had a request from the Family Assistance Center for a female soldier who, like you mentioned earlier, just had car problems. Car died on the side of the road with her and her young children in the car. And I put the word out, and we had a fellow in our network who has a charitable foundation, and he said, well, I'll give $3,000, but I'd like somebody else to match it. Yeah. And then the MMFF came in with a match, and he bumped his up to $4,500. And the folks in our network, one of them owns a car dealership, and he was able to pick out a good car for the lady, and so she's driving a nice car now. That's how it works.
We're speaking with Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network and Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn on Minnesota Military Radio at the 6th Annual MMFF Golf Classic from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Chaplain, there's groups all over the state that do a lot of good work, and you probably met all of them. But Washington County and Lake Elmo, they got to be leading the pack.
Well, I've met a lot of them, and I'd sit here in amazement at the types of outreach that Chuck coordinates. And so someone who is not only a full-time soldier, you know, working at the Joint Force Headquarters in St. Paul, so I've got visibility on all the support that goes out, but also as a soldier who's been deployed and had my family back home, you know, you can't really put into words what it means to you and how this is going to impact you for the rest of your life. You're always going to remember that. One thing we're really good at as service members is keeping mementos and reminders of our service, where we've been, what we've done, what type of an organization we were assigned to. And so, I've still got your coin, Tom, your Minnesota Military Radio coin that you gave me when we were in Kuwait together. And every time I see Chuck at regular events, because he's not a guy that just comes out for a golf tournament once a year, I get his emails too, you know, and I was meaning to talk to him about flooding my inbox with all of the support efforts, and I'm kidding, but I am reminded then of the support that I've received, and it just does my heart good. We're so thankful for the City of Hugo, for Chuck, and for all of our Yellow Ribbon partners across the state.
Chaplain, we've had you on the show quite a few times, but it's been enlightening to me over the last 5 years to learn that the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps has many, many resources, including family retreats for husbands and wives to get together and actually have a date night on Saturday night. But you've got 14,000 Minnesota National Guard soldiers and airmen, and most of them have families, and you've got a big job. You and your partners in the Chaplain Corps have a lot to do.
We do. There's no lack of work. And, you know, this is just the reality of life, and there's a lot of hurting people to go around. So the job security is certainly there. We're always recruiting. We're always looking for those that are members of the clergy who feel a call to military ministry. Come to us with your seminary degree, and let's talk and see if they're otherwise qualified to join us in that effort. But you can't be a service member or family member in the Minnesota National Guard and not have an avenue to helping you to solve that problem. I'm convinced of that in my job that I've done now for almost 3 years. Because of organizations like the Yellow Ribbon, because of people like my friend Bob Bardwell down in Stuartville, Minnesota, who's got the Miracle Lodge Retreat Center, where we go down and do retreats there. Because of the willingness of chaplains to not only be pastors and faith community leaders in their hometowns, but also to come and serve like everyone else 1 week in a month and to facilitate these opportunities for our soldiers and airmen and their families.
Chaplain, a couple of years ago, I heard one of the general officers say they referred to his chaplain as a mechanic. You take care of the soldiers and airmen and keep them in good shape, and if there's problems with their families, you find somebody to help them with the problems so that when they go on a mission, they can focus on the mission, get it done, and get home safe.
That's right. We maintain the most lethal weapon system on the battlefield, and that's the soldier. And we also maintain their logistical support package. That's their family.
And you do have a Minnesota here. You must have more resources than many of the states around the country.
We do. We're confident in that. We're grateful again for our community partners.
Chuck, Washington County's got a number of networks, including the Hugo. Must be one of the most active counties in the state. But you've got a lot of Minnesota National Guard Red Bulls living over there, and you've got a lot of veterans over there too, don't you?
Yes, we do. I think there's 40,000 veterans in Washington County. We have a lot of active duty folks. A lot of folks in the Air Wing and the National Guard, different units, right? And a lot of just regular Army, Navy, Marines.
Chuck, from what I've seen, it's a good thing you sold your practice and retired because you're pretty busy taking care of a lot of those families.
Well, we have a wonderful support network in Hugo. The folks come out and help. My biggest job when there's a need is to call in the second, third, and fourth person that responded and said, sorry, you weren't fast enough.
Yeah. And I've seen that because I get those emails flooding my box too, Chaplain. I get them all the time. Chuck, we've just got about a minute left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about this beautiful event today and all your good work?
Well, I think it's really important to remember that we have soldiers in harm's way, in dangerous places, away from their families, and we should make every day Veterans Day. Thank a veteran.
Thanks, Chuck. Chaplain, we've got about a minute left in the show, and I'm leaving them to you wide open. Anything you'd like to tell our listeners on 23 stations all over Minnesota?
I hope a minute's enough time for a Pentecostal preacher. But, you know, really, on a serious note, those who are in the know would tell you that the continued effort against the threats globally are not going away anytime soon. So the need for community support, the need for service members to be in a place to be resilient, to continue to do what they do, is not going away. And so I don't want anybody to think that because we pulled the troops out of Iraq in 2011 when the Red Bulls were there that this effort is over, because it's far from over. So thank you to everyone who offers their prayers and support.
Chaplain Wren, Chuck, thanks for joining us on this edition of Minnesota Military Radio from the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Chuck Haas and Major Buddy Wynn from the Minnesota National Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bill Popp, Monica Bastian, Craig Hansen, Major General John Trost, Brigadier General Tim Kasulter, Chuck Haas, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, Commissioner Larry Shelleto of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we get an update from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and check out the good work being done by Ars Bellum Foundation's Art Therapy for Veterans. And thanks for joining us today from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 6th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.